Guten Morgen! Klaus here, presenting you with the most important news over the last 24 hours from a fishbowl worldview. Today is 8th of January 2025. First in the economic sector, we look at warnings from economists who predict that rising borrowing costs, now at their highest since 1998, threaten to force Chancellor Rachel Reeves into raising taxes. Perhaps a prime example of government running out of control with its own fiat currency machine, J.A. Meanwhile, in the crypto sphere, Bitcoin's price is reacting to recent trends. Despite hopes for a rally, weak momentum has pushed BTC to an oversold RSI level, reminiscent of its fall at $60,000. Suddenly, dreams of Bitcoin touching 100K appear distant, fueled further by market reactions to U.S. economic data. But fear not, former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, not wanting to be left out of the bearish fun, is dropping hints of an eventual rally spurred by the Fed's predictable money printing shenanigans. Let us see if the governments can inflate their way out of all their problems this time, yeah? Elsewhere, Kazakhstan continued its crackdown by shutting down 36 illegal crypto exchanges, displaying a rather enthusiastic approach towards regulation. But who needs government oversight in the decentralized world? Am I right? Finally, reports indicate quantum-resistant tokens are gaining attention, preparing for the potential threat of quantum computing. It seems even the future has villains, and we must prepare our defenses. Thank you for joining me for the Fishbowl Daily. I'll see you tomorrow at the same time.